Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of June 2011, and we have Pastor Lindsey Williams, who has had several insiders give him a lot of information that has come true over the years. And he's going to be joining us because if you go back 8 months ago, late 2010, he said that oil prices would run up and that there would be large wars in the Middle East, and that would then lead to war with China. Now, his sources, one of them Ken Fromm, before he died, the former head of Atlantic Richfield, the other source known to yours truly, but obviously it's a secret source, so we can't give you that one, as Mr. Fromm's dead now, so we can, but the other source is still living, said that it would go in the next 6 months to a year to $150 to $200 a barrel, and it's run up quite a bit from $55 a barrel to a little over 100, but not to the level that they said it would. But the Middle East predictions have unfortunately kicked off. Remember, he was breaking that down before the situation in Egypt or Tunisia even started. But we'll have Lindsey on, and I promise we'll take a lot of your phone calls. I promise. I'm going to make myself do it because I want to take your calls. I love the different directions you take us in. Speaking of phone calls, I got a ton of incredibly important news here in front of me on the economy, on the military, on the police state, on the Pentagon takeover of the internet and more and more censorship of the once free internet that we once knew that is beginning to unfold. We've got also some good news in the fight against the TSA at the federal level. Now two House members call for investigations of TSA. So more and more of that's coming to a head. Very serious military news. Italy breaks ranks over NATO Libya mission, saying it's time to end it. Louis Farrakhan's gone from worshiping Obama to calling him a cold-blooded murderer. Regardless of what you think of Louis Farrakhan, he's losing his real supporters there out of Chicago. Also, China warns U.S. to keep out of South China Sea dispute, threatens military action. The Russians are starting to saber-rattle. And when the Chinese and the Russians saber rattle, folks, they mean business. So the world is hurtling towards a new world war. You can call it World War III, World War IV. Bush calls the war on terror, George W., World War III. The Pentagon calls the Cold War, World War III. So do you call this 4, 5, 6? I don't know. People tend to think again of nuclear war as World War III. But no, World War III just means a multi-continent ongoing war with a bunch of countries involved with high casualties. And if the million dead Iraqis and the close to 100,000 dead Afghans and all the rest of the carnage all over the world, Pakistan, Yemen, the rioting going on, the ongoing killings in Egypt, Syria, proxy wars with the West using rebels to destabilize Libya. I mean, if that isn't getting knee deep and next waist deep and then neck deep in a new world war, I don't know what it is. And, of course, there's big moves for a resolution in the Senate to try to block the House from demanding that the War Powers Act be followed and the Constitution be followed and Herr Obama get congressional approval for this new war. We're now more than 3 months into it. Officially, they say 3 months, but for months before, they were getting the rebel forces cooking in the east of Libya into the west. And now that is all beginning to come out. But we're on the verge of a major ground war invasion. They've got all over the East Coast, the Marines doing the biggest amphibious landing drill they've done in decades. And that just further confirms the plan to have ground invasion that our inside sources have confirmed at Fort Hood and other bases. And you've heard callers calling for the military confirmation as well for late September, early October. We're going to break it all down on the other side of this quick break. I also want to talk about some of the positive things that are happening. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
MSNBC is reporting that the FBI all over the United States last night and today seized entire telecom server farm systems at major companies, and some of the biggest sites in the nation are down because the FBI claimed they were going after one website that was supposedly violating copyright. And I see these articles now, first every month and every week, now every day, and the media says, why are they so ham-fisted? Why is, you know, I mean, even mainstream corporate media says, well, why are they doing this? Why are they doing it, in many cases, without even court orders? Well, why is the TSA calling state reps from Texas over and grabbing their genitals and crushing them and then saying, this is to punish you? Because it's called tyranny. They're out of control. They want to set precedents to do whatever they want, whenever they want. I mean, I talk about this all the time. Does anyone believe that 98% of people who are convicted, 98% of those now, it was 96 a few years ago, it's now 98, soon it'll be 100. Soon it will be 100 on this trend within just, I guess, next year if you follow the graph. 100% of people will be convicted. If the feds charge you 100% of the time, you are guilty. Does anyone believe that? That 98% currently are guilty? Absolutely not. And we constantly see examples at the state and federal level of innocent people with government knowingly putting them in prison, putting them on death row, while releasing known criminals and letting Wachovia and Wells Fargo launder $376 billion in narcotics money, source on that Associated Press, Bloomberg. And he got in no trouble, paid a 0.3% fine on the billions. They paid a $100 million fine on it. But if the feds come after you, 98% of the time, you're going to prison because they have publicly kept juries that are total criminals and would send Jesus Christ to the gas chamber if they were told to do it. They would do it in a minute. They would send a two-year-old to the electric chair. They would do it because they're on power trips. They're paid off behind the scenes. They're kept juries. This country is tyranny run by a bunch of terrorists. And that's proof right there, 98% federal conviction rate. Absolute proof of just no justice by the federal government. You can still get justice in many cases at the state level, but the feds are coming in with standardization and federalization, and now all of that is ending. And I talk about this a lot. I get in here, and there's all the news, and a lot of times we cover most of it. Sometimes we don't cover really any of it because I'm watching the Pentagon, even though they haven't passed the bill, go ahead and officially announce they run the whole internet and are building the alternative internet too that they've been building for a decade. And they admit DARPA's building it and running it. CBS News owns, CNET News is reporting. And we've got them seizing websites everywhere for absolutely no reason. And we've got the new regulations going in where you can't sell gold over the counter, and new regulations going in where if you embed a video, even if you have the right to do it, 5 years in prison. And you know, top technology sites tell Congress, and Congress says, no, we know. This is about shutting down freedom. It's about selectively enforcing. And, you know, I go back to 7 years ago, a copy of Road to Tyranny, as well as a Ron Paul speech, a speech called Neocon, was given to a state police officer in Lyon County, Kentucky, by Kelly Rushing, and the cop the next day pulled him over and arrested him and got on the cell phone and bragged to his wife, I've got the videotape, the VHS tape bandit, and it was in the newspaper. Kelly Rushing, upstanding family, no criminal record, well known in the county, you know, for over 100 years, and I called the judge at home. I thought it was a joke even when it was in the paper. I called the judge, and the judge said, no, it's going to trial next week. Two counts of threatening police officer. They tried to put him in jail. Two counts, 3 years apiece, 6 years. And the jury found him not guilty. A federal jury, though, would have sent him to jail. And they got up on the stand and said, this videotape's anti-cop. We want him in jail. I mean, these are some warped, crazy people. Now, the jury found him not guilty. Under these new federalized juries, you'll go to jail for whatever they want. You know, there's the old saying that can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. If we don't admit just how out of control and just how criminal government is, then we have no hope, no hope, because it's all going to seed right now. It's all, it's kind of like if you have milk that you taste it, and it tastes a little bit rotten, but within an hour or two, it's going to be absolutely sour. And within a day, it's going to basically form into rotten cottage cheese. You're not going to be able to pour it out. It's going to be solid, you know, completely rotten. And we basically have gone from the milk tasting bad and the government telling you, no, you don't taste anything, to now it's absolutely sour and clotting up. And they're telling us, no, milk is solid. You're supposed to cut milk with a butter knife. Just spread that rotten milk on a piece of toast, and it's supposed to taste like sour grapes. And those of people out there that tell you that milk isn't supposed to stink and taste horrible, well, they're extremists. They're conspiracy theorists. Everybody knows that milk is supposed to be rotten. Everybody knows it's supposed to stink. All right, another parable, ladies and gentlemen. I track the news at night. I track the news in the morning. I track it during the afternoon. I track it on my globalist tracking slave device, iPhone, when I'm at red lights. And more, I understand there's two different camps of people. There's folks that are totally buying the illusion that will do whatever they're told, who've been conditioned to just go along to get along. And there's those of us that are awakening. That's the two groups in the general population. Then you've got two minority groups that come out of those groups. You got people that know the system's corrupt and evil and who like it and who are criminals and sociopaths and control freaks and mercenaries and psychopaths. It's a varying group, but they don't care. They like it. They love it. And then you've got another minority within the group that's awakened, who is active and openly trying to face these people down. And a lot of folks call us heroes or patriots. No, we're just common sense people that want to survive and don't want to be slaves and who understand that we don't have courage. It would take blind, mindless, stupid courage to like not care and just lay down and let them devalue the dollar and let them put toll roads on all the major existing roads and let the social engineers come in and break up the family and literally turn us into conditioned, biological, programmed androids, for lack of a better term. I mean, this is the end of humanity. This is the greatest tyranny, the final revolution, as the establishment calls their scientific dictatorship. An absolute revolution against the human species itself, a global government designed to destroy resources, shut down development, as a means to render you absolutely prostrate, servile, broke leg, so they can run over the top of you. And the most painful thing about this is to realize and to come face to face with the fact that all of us are in this together. 99.9999% of the 7 billion people, it's right at 7 billion people now on the globe. If you want to get technical, the latest census actuaries, 6,900,000,000. 99.99%, I mean, you break it down. There's only a few thousand globalists in their own words. Head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, wrote Superclass 4 years ago. You know, he says there's just 6,000 global technocrats and less than 20 families that own it all. And the Washington Post writes a big editorial about it, hailing world government and how blessed we are. They've got CNN host coming out, and I've got that report. We've got a CNN host coming out, Fareed Zarkaev, that's how I pronounce it. We've got him, and we've got that video clip coming up later where he is openly saying the Constitution is parochial. You know, that means a little country school for elementary school students, basically. Backwards, bad. And he goes on Charlie Rose to say, we got to get rid of it. Oh, yeah. Get rid of it because we have this modern system of these bloodthirsty, ruthless, social Darwinistic people who think it's a positive thing to set up world government and then exterminate the general population. And so it's very important for folks to realize that whether you're a police officer or a teacher or a lawyer or a bureaucrat or a farmer or an auto mechanic or a writer, whatever you are, talk show host, weather person, meteorologist, somebody that does the traffic, whoever you are, nurse, doctor, whatever you are, whatever you do, your identity is as a human being alive on this planet. And you grew up from this planet. You are part of creation. You are part of the biosphere. You are part of the development of this planet. And you come from an illustrious history of an amazing species, the greatest, most intelligent, dynamic species on this planet that is able to produce incredible mathematics and literature and music and art and creativity. And we have a global elite that is always telling you how stupid you are and how bad you are and how you're hurting things and how you're a cancer and how you're disgusting and how you're pathetic. It's the opposite of enlightenment. It is the opposite of renaissance. It is the opposite of anything good and wholesome. And it's they openly force feed images of death and destruction and ugliness and tell you that's popular, to switch off your life force, to switch off that window you've got in your mind's eye to the universe and to things great and mighty and beautiful. They want to make you have visions of stunted ugliness so that you will lay down and give up your birth. Okay, I want to hit the big developments in Italy, the huge developments on the economy, Rolling Stone coming out with a headline, Climate of Denial, Can Science and Truth Withstand the Merchants of Poison? You know, this idea that you're like Holocaust deniers if you point out that the sun is what mainly drives our climate, because the UN says it has nothing to do with our climate. Very bizarre statement. Obviously ridiculous, but they're not really concerned about real environmental problems that this planet does have. They're just busy selling you that the new world order megabanks are going to track everything you do, tax everything you do, and control the entire carbon cycle. But I saw this report this morning, and I'm still busy researching it, but it is on mainstream British television. ITN, it's in a bunch of mainstream newspapers. It is also going on in Japan, and it is 2011, folks. And we have the headline, China Mirage City or Hologram Project Bluebeam video. And part of Project Bluebeam has been declassified, that the Pentagon, going back more than 30 years, has worked on plans. And this has been in Popular Mechanics and other publications, to project 2,000-foot Buddhas or Jesus or Muhammad as a military tool to confuse people. Also, they can project, generally, though, they've got to have fog. It happens in foggy weather. That's why a lot of times in Mexico City, the flying saucers are seen by hundreds of thousands that look so real, but it's always when there's low-lying fog, because then they can project the giant holograms better. And the same thing has now happened in China. We're going to cover this more in the third hour today after Lindsay Williams leaves us. Complete total cities with cars driving, full lights out over the rivers. And it's just in front of everyone, and the government doesn't say what it is. I mean, complete buildings, trees. In fact, we're showing it on screen right now. That does not exist. And I've seen the reports, in fact, we'll dig some of those up, in Japan for years now, they have giant sold-out crowds with huge 30-foot holograms of computerized performers that don't exist. And I've talked to Hollywood folks that have been given the private tour of James Cameron's facilities. He's also working with George Lucas in the future, you're going to have amphitheaters where you go to the movies and you put on glasses with one system, but not glasses with the other, and that there are full films shot of holograms and full movies in hologram, and they're kind of rolling it out now with most of the movies now, and before it was rare to have a 3D movie. Now, most movies are coming out with a 3D version. Well, they're just basically phasing it in, but Japan, South Korea have already gone there. China's already gone there. And you go watch a performance, a play with 30-foot holograms. Well, it's the same thing. They're going to build these giant amphitheaters all over the United States, and you're going to go and watch giant hologram movies. So you'll go see something like, you know, Star Wars Episode 7, not the prequels, not the originals, but, you know, after Revenge of the Jedi. This is all being planned and developed, and you will see the entire characters 10, 20, 30 feet tall, depending on what the scale is at the theater, and you're going to watch a giant full-color battle, and you're not going to have to wear glasses to do it. But the point is, we're not in Kansas anymore. This is Buck Rogersville. And most of the technology out there has been suppressed. We're conservatively, most government scientists have admitted, and it's been leaked, about 30 years behind. They had the B-2 bomber for more than 25 years before they rolled it out in the, they'd roll it out in like 1989. It's like that stealth helicopter that blew up on the supposed Bin Laden raid. You know, it looked like something out of, looked like something out of 2012, didn't it? Well, we're not 1975 anymore, folks. And so that's why the government's so arrogant. It's why they're on such power trips. They admit that they've got human version mouse pox. I mean, this is in the news, that will kill 99% of those exposed. If you just type in Ebola vaccine, you'll see facilities in Austin and all over the country, quote, trying to splice it with the human cold to make it airborne. But then they say it's for vaccine research, but it's come out that these programs are not for vaccine research in BioShield, that's the public cover. It is bioweapons. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, yesterday I just kind of flippantly said thousands of astronauts have died in the secret space program. I don't know how many have died. Insiders at NASA and a lot of even mainline reports about dead Russians on the moon and stuff like that. Chinese reportedly had a failed mission. Point is, you got the public version of everything. Okay, the space shuttle that they're just now retiring is a 1934 design by Wernher von Braun, and that's on record. So the shuttle's 1930s. There's a lot more advanced stuff up there.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up here in just a few minutes for the rest of the hour ahead of Lindsey Williams joining us to break down the latest that his former oil company executive has told him about the globalist plans. Most of what his sources have told him have come true, but he's only got a few more months for their prediction made 8 months ago to come true that oil would go to $150 a barrel or above. Now, previously, they did predict that happening in 08, 6 months before it happened, when oil was $40-something dollars a barrel, that it would go up to 150. It did exactly that. Then his sources predicted it would go below 40. Everybody laughed at Williams again. It did that. He's been overall very accurate with his sources. By the way, both sources known to yours truly, and now the public, of course, knows Ken Fromm, the former head of Atlantic Richfield, because he died last December. We can now reveal that source, but we can't reveal the other source. He said back in October, big giant conflict and destabilization and wars in the Middle East, but that would then lead to China. Watch China. It's the big one. But that was put out into 2012, and now we've got the news today. China warns U.S. to keep out of South China Sea dispute, Associated Press. Italy breaks ranks of her NATO Libya mission. We're going to be breaking that down with Lindsey Williams coming up in the next hour, and we'll open the phones up, of course, for Lindsey. But the toll-free number to join us now is 800-259-9231. Now, ITN is big international mainline television, but they've now put out a correction that they mistranslated the Chinese reports, because the headlines, hologram experiment in China, and it's the fog so bad that you see buildings sticking up and things, and people saying looks like a hologram, but it isn't. But the point is that they have done hologram tests in China. They have done hologram tests here. Those are partially declassified. They've done them in Japan. And it's admitted that Hollywood wants to move to full hologram productions, that they've had the technology for a long time. There's just a great expense in putting it in. But the big places this has been accepted are South Korea and Japan. And I actually, we have a clip here of a packed arena in Japan. We'll get this linked up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in this article, China Mirage City Hologram or Project Bluebeam. I'm going to get an update on that and have this video that Jaron found posted there. In fact, we'll turn the audio up for radio listeners. Watching this video, you cannot even tell that those are holograms. You know, they are three-dimensional. You can see them from all sides. Because in a moment they cut to side shots, and this is from Japan where this is going on. And so that's the future of film and media, or at least the future they're trying to push us into. And the big boys want this because the expense of the systems will put this out of reach of the general public. And so still you'll have to, you know, have big corporations that are able to fund all of this and then charge high prices for people to be able to get this media. But still, they've had 3D television for years. The problem is so many people get nauseous from it because it's a different type of technology than the old-fashioned stuff that they're using in the theaters. But I've now digressed with that report. But here is some of the other news I've got, simply because it ties into the overall globalist austerity strategy and the foreign banking takeover of our country, and it ties into Rick Perry. City may look at bite-sized fixes for I-35. Three separate rounds in Texas, they tried to hand over 8,000 miles of Texas roads to foreign companies based in Australia and Spain. And it turned out there were insider deals, that the roads were already paid for, that the Texas budget actually has plenty of money for roads because of the gas taxes and other taxes. But they sell this hoax that there's not enough money, when really it's just handing over the infrastructure. In the case of Texas, we're not even bankrupt like many other states. They're trying to hand it over. And under federal and state law, it's illegal to put toll roads on existing roads. So what they do is they restripe the lanes and claim that that's a new road and then put toll roads in. And I-35 is the busiest stretch of road in the United States from Dallas to San Antonio. And the busiest area on that area, that sector, is Austin, Texas. It basically, from about 4:30 until 6:30 at night, is a parking lot. And they built all these new taxpayer roads that are toll roads that you drive down and almost no one's using them because on top of the gas prices, they can't afford it. They're already paying for the road. Now they're going to take part of I-35, shut down the entrance ramps and exit ramps, most of them. And I heard local radio today promoting it as if it would fix our problems. This has been done in other parts of the country. They're going to take the three-lane road that's the busiest in the country that they never expand. And they're going to restripe it and take one of the lanes at least, or perhaps two, and turn it into bus lanes. Well, we're already set up as a sprawling system. People already live in the suburbs. Folks can't get to the bus with their car from a bus to then ride a bus on this new lane. But don't worry, you can still drive your car. It's just going to be an expensive toll road. And it's just pure profiteering, pure mafia takeover. And when they announced 2 years ago, NAFTA Superhighway, Texas Trans-Texas Corridor dead, when they announced that it was dead in Texas, in the AP article at the bottom, it said, well, they're just now going to do it piecemeal and not call it the Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, first, going back 5 years ago, we played these clips here, CNN and MSNBC actually got up and said things like, Ron Paul is insane. He is imagining an imaginary Trans-Texas Corridor. Billboards were up. Texans all saw this. It didn't make sense. The toll roads were going in. And I played the clips here where they were talking to the other 49 states, and they said there's no NAFTA superhighway, there's no Trans-Texas Corridor, there's no toll roads coming. That's a military tactic. As they march on your emplacements, firing at you, they'll have bullhorns going saying, we're not assaulting, come out with your hands up. And in many wars, it's been shown, people will come out and actually be shot because they're panicking as the advancing army comes. They want to believe they've got a way out. So they'll go ahead and just stand up. They'll go ahead and stand up and be shot. They'll run towards the machine guns. Same thing at Waco. You know, they were sitting there shooting the Davidians as they came out from behind the tanks on the flare footage. They were saying, not an assault. Come out. We are your friends. Come out with your hands up. And they would come out and be shot. So it's and then the flare footage got released showing the troops behind the tanks, you know, black and white footage from the FLIR, from the FBI's own plane. And they're shooting and you see the people falling. And they said, those little Christmas tree things off the end of guns, those are flashes from debris on the ground. I mean, you see guys piling out of the backs of the tanks in classic infantry maneuver. You see them aiming. You see them shooting. And it's like, oh, no, that's a mirage on the video tape. So the point is that more and more reality is just bleeding into fantasy as they force feed all of this. And it says, thinking big, notice how this Ben Weir wrote this piece, propagandist, just to make the whole thing sound great. Oh, it's bite size. It's little. Don't worry about it. Thinking big about Interstate 35 over the past two decades has mostly led to canceled studies and ignored proposals rather than action. Oh, see. And they always say, you wouldn't let us turn it into toll roads, so that's why it's so screwed up. And they say, oh, because of electric cars, there's not enough money in the gas tax. When actually, gas tax revenues in every state are off the chart. Same thing federal. Every year, we use millions of barrels more. But they don't care. They don't care. They don't care that most states have plenty of money in their highway fund. They tell you, there's not enough money. We got to put toll roads on it. And by the way, a foreign company is going to restripe the road. And so they get to have it for 25 years now. But you're still also going to pay for the upkeep. But they just get all the money. How's that sound? The Austin City Council on Thursday will consider paying Parsons Brickenhoff America, Inc. up to $1 million to produce a list of short-term, mid-term, and long-term recommendations for improving traffic flow on Austin's notoriously congested highway. And they go on with the proposals that are already out to shut down the entrance and exit ramps. And they do this all over the country. So you can't even get off in the city. And then it's a total snarl at the few places they let you get off and to turn it into a bus lane and toll road lane. And it just goes on from there. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Here's some of the military news I'm going to break down with our guest, Lindsey Williams, when he comes on, because it ties into all this. Italy breaks ranks of her NATO Libya mission, says that they want to cease fire and end of hostilities. Here's another one. Kerry McCain introduced resolution to legitimize invasion of Libya. We told you that ground war is on. Biggest Marine Corps amphibious landing drill to take place on the East Coast in multi-states coming up. We'll be breaking that down. No troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. It's all smoke and mirrors by Obama claiming they're about to have a troop withdrawal. They're just going to pull out some and then put in more. Scores of U.S. airstrikes in Libya in the last few days. We're going to be going over that. Also, Turkish actions designed to trigger NATO confrontation with Syria. Another report here, the destabilization of Syria and the broader Middle East war. That is all coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Ben in Tennessee. Ben, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Kudos. Got a couple of things. One question for Lindsey Williams. One thing I saw on Drudge this morning, I'm sure you probably seen it as well, where the FBI is now shutting down websites and they're just doing it right out in the open. It's, you know, they've been doing this now for a while.
Well, they're not just shutting down websites. They will shut down entire telecommunications data centers with some of the biggest sites in the country. And then they will prosecute data centers, if one of a thousand plus customers does something wrong, they claim. And no, this is the hacking up of the internet as we know it, right as cybersecurity openly rolls out with the Pentagon in charge of it.
Right. And then the other thing I wanted to let you know, this is kind of some inside intel because my dad's in the banking industry, and they're basically bringing austerity measures into some of these. He works for one of the largest domestic banks here in America, and they're basically in the next 12 to 24 months are going to be bringing in austerity measures on the workers in the banks by slashing their benefits, slashing their hourly work weeks, things of that nature. There's a white paper that he got yesterday that's just really astonishing what they're going to be doing. But my question for Lindsey Williams later is I just wanted to get his take on how King Abdullah in Saudi Arabia, I think he doled out, what, $137 billion to the public to keep them from rioting and things of that nature. And I wanted to see what Lindsey's take on what the next dominoes basically they're going to
sure.
be.
Sure. Well, Lindsey's sources were accurate in saying, and this is before all this started, that they would try to overthrow Saudi Arabia, and that Saudi Arabia was also on the target list. And we've now seen that, and we've seen Saudi Arabia run to China and run to Russia, and. We also, speaking of the internet, we see the big announcements. Oh, DARPA's built a new internet to test cyber attacks on, and also so activists worldwide can't be shut down by their governments. Well, really, that's a two-way street. It's so they can shut down our internet or other internets, because globally, you know, they've got back doors, you know, into all these major computer systems where they can shut everything off, but the system, the establishment, still has their internet communication. See, they get us all dependent on this technological grid, and then they can either curtail it, gatekeep it, or totally shut it off if they want, and shut down global commerce anytime they want. It's a kill switch and a tracking system built into the very fabric of the internet. I mean, this is a total full-spectrum dominance takeover, so I will bring that up to Lindsey Williams. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I tell you what, I got some news here. Since we had that stage Al-Qaeda situation here in Bowling Green, I live in Louisville, actually, but they heard on the radio that now this Kentucky State Police wants to do safety checks on trucks. Oh, no, there goes the Fourth Amendment. I'm getting so fed up with this. This is so disgusting. This is to try to end our free right to travel.
Well, as if they're going to stop terrorists if the terrorists even existed and weren't provocateur 9 times out of 10, as if it would even protect us somehow. I mean, if they attack malls, then do we put body scanners in malls? Yes, they're saying do that preemptively. Then will they attack the parking lot? Do we put a checkpoint in the parking lot? Then do we put one on the highway? You can't stop somebody who wants to go out and do violence preemptively. All you can do is have an armed population to respond to the tower shooter or somebody going into a school or whatever the case is.
Right, an armed society is the way to do it, but it's just all this mass conditioning. I mean, the people are so...
That's because they're getting ready for a new giant world war. They'll claim that the foreign terrorists have shut down the web to shut down our communications. This is all being done to blow out the economy and consolidate it, and on the ashes of it, announce the world government, which they've already started to announce, that you pay your carbon taxes to. It is total global domination against every sovereign nation, but more importantly, against the family and the individual. It is a scientific assault on humanity. I appreciate your call. And that's in the establishment's own words. We're all under attack. They attack us all through the water, through the GMO food, through the economic system. We're going to go to break and come back with Peter, Tom, Ja, Rand, and others. We'll get to Williams 8 after next hour. So we got two more segments of your calls coming up. But here's a great report from Washington Blog up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Fear of terror makes people stupid. And he breaks down the fact that the National Safety Council, and he's got links to it, has gone over the statistics. You know, this is a horse, dead horse I beat quite a lot, but folks still aren't aware of this. That in the real world, this is what's killing you. You are 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than from terror attack. you are 12,571 times more likely to die from cancer than from a terrorist attack. You're 11,000 plus times more likely to die from an airplane accident than from a terrorist plot involving an airplane. You are 1,048 times more likely to die from a car accident than from a terror attack. You are 404 times more likely to die from a fall than from a terror attack. That means in the bathtub. You are 87 more, you are 87 times more likely to drown than die in a terrorist attack. You were 13 times more likely to die in a railway accident than from a terrorist attack. You were 12 times more likely to die from an accidental suffocation in bed. Oh, you heard me right. Than from a terror attack. 12 times. Oh, my gosh. We need a TSA agent over every bed at night. Well, I shouldn't joke. All over Europe and the U.S., they're proposing AI cameras that watch you in bed in case there's a fire or a break-in or you're suffocating. Or and 20-plus families when they have in Europe, in England every year, have to have cameras watching them when they have babies. You inside the home for the first few months to make sure they're not bad parents, preemptively, guilty until proven innocent. You're 9 times more likely to choke to death from your own vomit than die in a terror attack. I'm continuing when we come back. Get scared of Al-Qaeda, and it's fun to hate the Muslims, and it's kind of a pastime and enjoyable to eat popcorn and get scared in kind of a quasi reality based horror drama like Fox News. I mean, even if you like watching theater shows, entertainment shows like that, you have to admit this is all being used to take your liberties, take your freedoms, trample on you. Has nothing to do with keeping you safe. I mean, let's just say Al-Qaeda is real. And it's this deadly threat that you have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting. And it's fun to wriggle around on the floor and shake in fear. Our entire free society is going bye-bye, is being butchered, demolitioned in front of us every day. And with it, total tyranny is coming in. Depression, government lies about unemployment and inflation. I mean, we've seen this throughout history, and now it's happening again. But finishing up, you're 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than from a terror attack. You're 9 times more likely to choke to death from your own vomit than die in a terror attack. You were 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than by a terrorist. You were 8 times more likely to die from accidental electrocution than from a terror attack. You're 6 times more likely to die from hot water than from a terror attack. And, of course, you're many times, they don't have this number here, but you can go look it up. I think it's 4 times more likely to die in a sporting accident, just in the sport of football, counting high school, little league, and the college and professional. But it doesn't matter, because it's fun to get scared. And so, hey, you don't want private property, Second Amendment? If the fetish of listening to neocon talk radio and talking, 50 hours out of the week about how evil Muslims are, then knock yourselves out, folks. By the way, Al-Qaeda is openly working for the West against Gaddafi on record, and they're putting the Al-Qaeda-based Muslim Brotherhood in power in Egypt. They just had a new poll out that they like bin Laden better than Obama, and you're like, why are they doing that? Because they got to have an enemy. It's full spectrum dominance. See, it's global banks that run our military that sit on top of us and move the Al-Qaeda chess piece around wherever they want to invade. It's like corrupt cops pulling you over if they want your car or your house and coming into your house that you wouldn't sell and saying, oh, we found cocaine. Looky here. Oh, we found a bin Laden in your country. We found an Al-Qaeda. We found him right here. We're taking it. We're taking it. And it doesn't matter, though. The government's good. I know. By the way, it's being reported, post office suspends retirement contributions. The financially troubled post office is suspending its employer contribution to the federal employee retirement system. The agency said Wednesday it was acting to conserve cash as it continues to lose money. It was $8 billion in the red last year because of the combined effects of the recession. And so basically what's happening now is they're just not going to, quote, match the money you put in. I guess they're just going to take the money out of your check and you'll never get it because you're never getting any of it. oh, they're going to get you to riot as government employees later and push for total taxes and austerity on everybody else to get maybe 10, 20% of it. That's how they keep you hostage. They mix all the public and private investments and retirement funds into the derivatives, destroy that, and then say, now you got to give us whatever we want or you'll never get anything. The move underscores the need for Congress to make bold, quick, and substantive reforms to the Postal Service. And, of course, those reforms will be taking your pension funds that you paid for. But they've sold it in the media. You don't deserve it. And they're announcing in Europe and moving towards it in the U.S. to go after totally private pension funds. The government's going to take them over to protect them and take part of it, of course. But, hey, government wouldn't hurt us. After all, 11 years ago, they started taking all the veterans' death benefits. But, hey, if you don't agree with that, you're with Al-Qaeda. All right? We'll be right back with more of your phone calls and Lindsey Williams, InfoWars.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bizarre article up at Drudge. It says they're suspending the employer payments that match the funds put in by the Postal Service workers. But then it goes on to say later, though, that we will continue to transmit the OPM employees' contributions to the FERS fund and also will contribute and continue to transmit employer automatic and matching contributions and employee contributions to the Thrift Savings Plan. So we're cutting it, but we'll continue to transmit it there. So we're cutting the money, but we'll continue to transmit the money there. If you can make heads or tails of that, good luck. That's what I mean, how double-thinky all of these different reports are. We're going to be breaking down more of the financial and military news this hour. We are going to also be talking to Lindsey Williams coming up. And those that are holding, we'll get to talk to Lindsey and myself and throw any questions you've got at us. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. About a month ago, Vincent Bugliosi was on your show, and he made some statements I disagree with. I'll give an answer to him. First of all, he taught that the Bible teaches the predestination of individual souls. Now, the general source of that is Romans. But in the book of Romans, what Paul is really saying is that the Jews have lost their status as the chosen people and that he can set them up or take them down. Now, an excellent statement of that is made by John Locke in his essay on Romans. John Locke, which John Locke? Well, the famous philosopher that flourished in the late 17th and early 18th century. You can get this on interlibrary loan. I think it's under the title is The Epistles of St. Paul. All right, the second point he brought up is he said that, well, God hardened Pharaoh. True. But first, Pharaoh hardened himself. Now, you have to look at it the way it really means.
Well, listen, here's the deal. Peter, here's the deal. I had him on, really I was going to set him up to talk about JFK, but then once he got on, he said, no, I'm going to talk about my book, that basically is agnostic. And so it turned into that. And I don't really have long, religious debates here. But obviously, Bugliosi just has this appeal to authority, and he's the expert, and he knows everything. And so it just becomes a big distraction. And look, we don't screen phone calls. And so it's interesting that you called in about this. I mean, I think it's informative to a certain point. But obviously, reading the Bible, in my own opinion, it says man has free will. But then it gets into that argument, well, but God already knows everything that's going to happen, so he knows what you're going to do. But look, I mean, it just kind of gets into these how many angels can dance on the head of a pin situation while our whole country is going into global receivership through fraud. World War III, or a new world war, is starting to kick off. And then we're sitting there debating, you know, a know-it-all like Vincent Bugliosi. And then, you know, talking about, you know, things like that. I mean, it's just... I mean, really, I think it's pearls before swine. What do you think, Peter?
Well, there might be some people that are kind of ignorant that would listen to him. So I'm not talking to him necessarily, but to those people. Now, I'd like to finish my point on the hardening of Pharaoh's heart. In those days, an act of God was anything that was done according to the laws, you know, the principles that he made. And a man that is stubborn, eventually it becomes part of his nature.
Okay, listen, I gotta go. We got Lindsey Williams coming up. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for the rest of the hour, perhaps longer, Pastor Lindsey Williams is going to be our guest, and we'll get to Tom, Ja, Randy, Julio, and others. You can ask any questions you've got for our guest, and as you hear callers hang up, other callers are welcome to try to get in. We'd love to hear from you. Lindsey Williams is somebody who studied current politics, the world government, the new world order, so he can talk on any issues or attempt to answer your questions just as I can. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Lindsey Williams here in just a moment. I do want to remind listeners as we really kick off the second hour here that Infowars.com and the news websites, the radio show, the films I make, the special video reports, everything we do here is listener supported. And everything we put out is designed to be accurate and informative, to really connect the dots for people with the facts so they can then become more informed and then inform others. So not only do you buy books, videos, T-shirts at Infowars.com at the online video bookstore to then support the radio show, the films, and the overall work we're doing, it also then gives you a tool to inform yourself to a higher level and then inform your friends, your family, your neighbors. I beg you to get my documentaries, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Make copies. Get them out to people. Just because you know about this information doesn't mean your friends, your family, your neighbors do. So again, Infowars.com. We have a lot of specials running right now. We have the Discover the Spirit of 1776 baseball jersey style shirt that's designed to get people to ask you, hey, what's that about? You say, well, my team is Team Freedom, Team America. Oh, yeah. And then explain what the Republic is really all about. Red, white, and blue. We've got a special $17.76, $17.76. These are made in America and really expensive for us to produce. We got that special going right now. We also have some other specials running for $9.95 on the fluoride. In the water is deadly poison, white and blue T-shirt. We have specials running on books like Jesse Ventura's 63 Documents and other books like Mark Dice's excellent book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And even if you already know about all this information, your friends, your family, your neighbors, they don't. And and they're really ready to be awakened right now. And your purchase of the books and the videos makes this broadcast possible. You can also call our staff here, and they can answer your questions about any of the specials and deals and titles and the Alex Jones Essential. What, 5 films for $24.95? Can't beat that. My best selling films are $24.95, all 5 of them on DVD. We're about to end that special, been running for 6 months. You can call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also see all the films in super high quality, expanded extras, my book, Paul Watson's book, the commercial free, higher quality video and audio podcast, all at prisonplanet.tv. And that's 15 cents a day. Again, prisonplanet.tv. Now, Lindsey Williams was on with us in October, and he said the Middle East is going to have a big crisis and explode into flames. That's what Ken Fromm, who's now died, that we can reveal the former head of Atlantic Richfield told him. Fromm also, and his other source, the other Mr. X, who I know the name of, but we can't reveal, back in 2008, 6 months before it happened, he said in 6 months, oil's going to go from $40 a barrel to 150. It went to 149. Then he said, okay, now it's 149. It's going to drop to 40. It actually went to 35 or so. Now it's going to slowly grow for the next few years, but then it's going to start rocketing up. And then last October, he said within 6 months to a year, it'll be $150, $200 a barrel. He then went on from his sources, who are high-level globalists and kind of have a rule, they like to tell you what they're going to do to you, that after the big Middle East destabilization, next would be China, the death of the dollar around 2012. And so there's another three or four months here to see if his source was 100% accurate. And he's been accurate in almost everything. But the globalists aren't all powerful. They're not God. They've only gotten oil up to 105 or so a barrel. Now, will they run it up? Will they run it up to 150 or more? Now, his source, who lives out of the country most of the time, has been begging him to get on an airplane and travel there and to go to a, quote, special briefing. And we're breaking this information here today. Lindsay actually, a couple days ago, trying to get a hold of us, but he first covered it on Dr. Stan Monteith. We're going to be able to expand into this information during this hour and a little bit into the next hour, but I promise we will get to your calls because I want to hear your questions. But there's no doubt the first great war of the 21st century is happening. It's multi-region, multi-continent. They admit they're using Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda types all over to overthrow the governments and then fight the governments from Syria to Egypt to now, of course, Libya. And all of this is starting to come to a head. And the NATO alliance is really starting to break up. Germans pulled out 2 months ago. We're now 3+ months into this. Italy today, this is big news. Said we're not going to be part of this. So this is huge. The Chinese have come out and said, we're dumping all the treasury bonds. The Federal Reserve has said we are going to do QE3. Remember, they said they wouldn't a month ago. Now they're back saying they will. Further dollar devaluation. I mean, earth-shattering events are happening. Just like you saw in the build-up to World War I or World War II. I get chills when I talk about this. I mean, it is on, okay? A great time of upheaval is upon us, and we got a lot out of Bilderberg 2 weeks ago. We'll see how that matches with the intel Lindsay has. But quite frankly, what we got at Bilderberg last year and this year just absolutely seamlessly fits in. And that's what we got from Tucker. Bilderberg wants 150. I mean, Tucker's even now named the names of who said what in the meetings. They want to bankrupt the planet with high oil prices, but they want to bring down Saudi Arabia. Something sounded crazy in October. The Saudis have now run to China, run to Russia. They're openly saying they're trying to destabilize us. They've handed out 20-something billion in one dole, 34 billion in another. They're giving people $10,000, $20,000 payments every few months individually, so that the West can't get them to rise up and overthrow them. Why are they double-crossing the Saudis, the globalist allies, who are horrible? I don't like their government. Why are they double-crossing Mubarak? Why are they double-crossing Gaddafi, who made deals with them 6 years ago and invested tens of billions with Goldman Sachs? Why is this happening? Because they need this global meltdown as a pretext to say, oh, we're having a global depression, not because of the fractional reserve banking and the big six mega banks, but because of the Arabs. It's their fault. And see, we've got to go in to cut back the oil prices. And that's exactly what Bilderberg's saying. Now, Lindsay, we appreciate you breaking this and really going into it in full detail here today. You have traveled out of the country to meet with the even higher level, even bigger oil company, absolute CEO, former head, who's giving you this information, and almost everything he said's come true. But out of the gates before you give us the new briefing, you said in October, 6 months to a year, 150 or higher. Are they going to be able to carry this out because they weren't able to overthrow Saudi Arabia, or what's happening?
Here, the Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, who is still alive, has been asking me to go to a briefing outside the United States of America. Well, I finally picked up my family, and we all went. Many of you have been wondering why you have not heard me on any radio show for probably a month. Now, some of the things that I saw and heard in this briefing, I cannot say on your show, Alex, because if I did, you would probably have the same thing happen to you that one famous man who was on Fox News had happened to him. They relieved him of his job. Fortunately, you're on Genesis Network, so you won't get kicked off. When I came back to the United States of America, I literally wanted to kneel down and kiss the ground. Believe me. I've never been so glad to be back. And by the way, all of you out there in the listening audience, I did not go outside the United States of America in order to find out if it was some other place I wanted to move to. I am here to be with you to see this entire thing battled out from the beginning to the end. And Alex, I'd like to invite you sometimes to go with me on one of these briefings. You come back, I promise you, a different man. Now, the Mr. X of my book, you know who he is. Not Mr. Fromm, you know, he passed away about 6-7 months ago. But the Mr. X of my book is over 70 years of age. And it's almost as if he has become like Mr. Fromm to the point that, Lindsay, just go ahead and tell him everything. I don't care. If you think you can get by with it, do it. So as a result, you, please, folks, have a pencil and paper handy today, because I'm going to give you some facts and figures and statistics and names and dates that have never been given, because up until Monday of this week, I didn't even know it myself. When I got back in the country, my Mr. X and I spent a lengthy period of time on the telephone last Friday, and then again on Monday of this week, basically going over all of the things that I could say without getting in trouble. Now, Alex, the first thing I want to do today is congratulate you. I don't think you realize just how much you and a number of other radio talk show hosts in the country have upset the elite. You have succeeded, and here's the first thing you've succeeded in doing. Because of what you and others like you have done, the elite have decided, and here's the first, this is not a prediction, this is an outright statement. You can take this, I'm not going to say take it to the bank, because don't take anything to the bank, but you can believe this one and enjoy it. There are a few things that are encouraging about what I heard and saw. First of all, because of the American people waking up too rapidly, the elite are scared to death. Many of you remember that I have said numbers of times on the Alex Jones Show that when I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years, one of the first things I found out was that there's only one thing on the face of the earth they're afraid of. They are scared to death of the masses of people waking up. And
stay there, Lindsay. The key information, glad you're breaking it here. We're going to come back after break. And we're going to get into the fact that the elite are scared of the awakening. That's the same thing Tucker sources and other sources confirmed out of Bilderberg 2 weeks ago. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Williams is our guest, and what he's saying really integrates in with what Jim Tucker has said. Jim Tucker from his Bilderberg sources has been able to say Berlin Wall will fall next year. It's going to be staged. Margaret Thatcher will be out within 2 months. She didn't go along with this. George W. Bush is going to endorse in the next 3 months global warming. People laughed at that. He has predicted, because these people steer the planet. They don't totally control it, but they're able to influence it. They're trying to set up a total world government, so they do run it. But they certainly run this nation, and they're running it into the ground. But the fact that Germany's pulled out of the invasion, Italy's now pulling out of this new world war they're trying to start, that's exactly what we got from Tucker, is that they are scared to death. They are upset. They know that Europe isn't going to go along with more bailouts. Lindsay, you traveled to meet with this high-level globalist. And he said, look, I'm just going to give it all to you. Briefly, why did he, I mean, did you ask him why? And then B, you've got new information. I told you during the break, I know Fox News ran back off because he was going too far. So now, you know, he's just going to internet like we do, you know, with the full scoop, I guess, we hope. We'll see what happens. But I don't care. Whatever you were told, lay it out here, buddy. Hit him with both barrels. Go ahead.
Congratulations, Alex. You have succeeded. You can call yourself a success. Too many many Americans are waking up and revolting against the elite system, and as a result, here is the first way in which they've backed off. Gasoline will not go above $5 a gallon. They had planned to take it to 6 to 7 before the summer was over with. I said that on your show back about 2 months ago. They now have said to me on the phone on Monday morning, this Mr. X of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, he said, Chaplin, it's going to go to no more than $5 in any place across America on through the rest of the
summer.
So
you didn't learn that when you traveled to meet with him. This is a new development.
No. The number of things that we talked about on the telephone after I got back here, and this just happened to be one that he said, yeah, go ahead and say all this you want to, because he said people will enjoy $5 a gallon gasoline. Now, many of you remember whenever I said about 2.5 years ago it was $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and within 3 months it took place exactly as they told me it would. But you can count on this also. They have had to back off slightly because too many of you were waking up, and they were fearful that the American people were going to revolt. So the first thing they've limited is $5 a gallon gasoline for the rest of this summer. Secondly, my dreams, Alec, have finally come true. Now, this one I want you to go and prove for yourself. Some of it you can get, some of it you cannot. Hope you have pencils and paper. In my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, there is a chapter entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. And, oh, by the way, all of you out there, if you want a copy of Energy Non-Crisis and To Seduce a Nation, I don't sell them, but if you want the copies of those books, you can go to Amazon Kindle and get both of them for less than $9 each. So please, I hope you'll read that chapter, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. For 35 years, I have been hoping and wishing that what I said in that chapter would come to pass, because very few people were willing to believe that I actually saw what I saw that day. You ready? Here it is. If that pencil and paper is ready, you want to write this down. The largest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth within the past few weeks has been moved to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Write it down. You're going to hear this talked about. You think the Gulf of Mexico was big? You think the strike that they hit in the Gulf of Mexico was something phenomenal? You haven't seen anything yet. I was in that room that day 35 years ago. I saw the largest oil pool on the face of the earth discovered and ordered classified within 24 hours' time. They are finally about to open it up. And when I tell you in a moment why they're going to open this up, you are going to be startled. Okay, I'll give you the name of it and the place and what they're going to do so that you can prove it for yourself and know I'm right. They call it the Liberty Rig, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth, and it is placed right near West Dock on the Arctic Ocean, approximately 2 miles from what I call Gull Island in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And they are going to drill, listen to this, I mean, I still am dumbfounded at what I heard. They are going to drill 8 miles. Did you hear this? Now, this was told me just the other day. They're going to drill 8 miles with this biggest rig ever built on the face of the earth into, they've named it, by the way. I call it Gull Island in my book because that's all they called it back in those days. They're calling it today the Lisbon Zone, not Lisbon Field. Lisbon Zone, be sure and quote it correctly. And they're going to drill 8 miles out and hit what I call Gull Island in my book.
All right, stay there. We'll break down what Mr. X told you we're going to do on the other side. Friends, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Pastor Williams is with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. I have promised to go to your calls for Lindsay. The folks who are already holding over from the last hour, I need John to go through those calls and make sure they can ask a question to Lindsay or myself, because if it's on a separate issue like Bible verses or something. Not that I mind that. We don't screen your calls. It's just it needs to be on topic specifically. And it's a very wide range of topics, which the wars, the global elite's geopolitical program, the vast majority of what Lindsey Williams sources have told him have come true. The fact that they were planning within just a few months from now, and if Saudi Arabia gets overthrown, it will happen, to have oil go over 150. That could still happen, but this is good news that Lindsey's saying that the establishment is afraid. They were testing it and thought they'd get away with it, but because the fact that people are getting so upset that they may not go all the way up to $150 a barrel. That's very similar to what Tucker told us from Bilderberg, but his source inside Bilderberg, sources, said that that they are upset about the awakening, but that they still want to go up, but that they haven't been able to completely overthrow all these Middle Eastern countries yet. Now, Lindsey's saying that after this long period of consolidation and higher gas prices and the depression, then they will develop fields all over North America because they had a deal with the Arabs to not have big fields develop as long as the Arabs invested in the U.S. dollar, in the T-bills. And now that deal is ending. The Saudi Arabians and others are leaving the dollar. The Chinese are leaving it. All of this is happening. A major global geopolitical, economic, military realignment's happening. And that's why there's U.S. ships off Syria and Marines training for amphibious assaults of Libya. That's why all these new drone attacks are starting and Pakistan's being menaced and troops in Afghanistan are being prepared to be moved into other areas because there's a standoff going on here. Now, Lindsey, you were getting into this big oil rig and why they're planning to open up these fields that they've kept shut since the late 70s that you, in 1980, exposed in your book. But specifically, I mean, why are they planning this? And then what's all the other big news that you traveled out of the country to get?
The price of $5 per gallon of the gas pump is only temporary. I did not mean to say that this is something that's going to stay this way. The other reports you're getting are correct. They are going to take it to $150 to $200 a barrel. But temporarily, because of people like you, Alex, waking up so many Americans, they are going to keep the price at $5 a gallon until they feel the American people have calmed down enough they can take it further. Now, the next statement that I'm going to make, it will probably affect your life more, and you've never heard this before, that it will affect your life more than any other one thing that you will hear me say, ever. Here goes. The elite are getting ready for the day that the revolution in the Middle East cuts off oil supply. They have a target date. I cannot give it to you. It's not too long off. They have a target date when the Middle East will be in such revolution. It started in Egypt. You remember I announced this on the Alex Jones Show. Alex, it's in your archives. I came on your show, and I said within 4 to 5 months' time, there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. And you said, Lindsey, is it going to be with Iran? And I went back to my Mr. X, and I said, is it Iran? And he said, no. He said, this is a crisis of another sort. And 4 months later, it started exactly as the elite had told me. Egypt first, Libya, Yemen, mark my words, it's going to go right on into Jordan, Syria. The final country will be Saudi Arabia. Their plans have not changed in any manner. They know the approximate date that they're going to be able to do.
But that's what Tucker said 2 weeks ago. You said this in October. Tucker's sources said that they do plan on bringing the entire Middle East down, and they're going to blame the oil prices on that and then blame the depression on that. But what you're saying about them gauging going to 150, you know, first it's $2, they go to $3, you get mad, they go back to 250. Then they go to $4, then they go back to $3. Then they go to $5, they go back to $3.50. They go up to $4, they go back to $3.50. They go up to $5, they go back to $4. They're always training us 2 steps forward, 1 step back, to where now we think $3.50's cheap. See how we've been conditioned. So that's what they're saying, is they're going to try to move a little bit slower.
They backed off to $5 temporarily because of people like you, Alex, because people are waking up too fast and the elite are getting scared of the public waking up. Okay, put this date down. I know we've got a few more minutes here only, and I got to cover as much as I can. I've got another major briefing I want to give you here. Put this date down, May the 12th, 2011. There was a bill that went before the House of Representatives on that date. It was very quietly done. It never hit the national media. More than likely, you never heard about it. And this bill that went through the House of Representatives on that date, May the 12th, 2011, there was a vote of 243 to 179. And what were they voting on? They were voting on something that will startle you. They were voting to, well, first of all, they wanted to reverse President Obama's Offshore Moratorium Act. Obama has given them some problems, by the way. I can't go into that now for lack of time. They take a whole program. Let's go back. They reversed his opinion, and they said, watch it. Oh, please, you've got to note this. I've been waiting 35 years for this. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. They have given permission for drilling where Gull Island, in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, wrote about 35 years ago. They are opening up the Bristol Bay area of Alaska. They are opening up the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. I do not know whether this has been through the Senate or not. I can't find out. Nobody will tell me. I can't look it up anywhere. It did pass the House of Representatives. Now, why are they doing this? They're doing it because they know the approximate date that the Middle East, all of the royal family, every one of them, even the royal family of Saudi Arabia is going to be deposed. Mark my words. Oh, I'll give you another one, too. Just in passing, quickly, and I can't elaborate on this right now, we are going to default on the national debt of the United States of America. I'm not talking about raising the debt limit, which you're hearing so much about. We are going to default on the national debt of $14 to $15 trillion. That's just in passing. They know the approximate time already.
Okay, well, please give us, if you have it, what the plan is, what the time frame is in the Middle East, and will they raise the debt limit and then after default, or what are they looking at doing right now?
I do not know whether they're going to raise the debt limit or not. It really doesn't matter with them because there's going to be a default on the national debt regardless. Now, they have a general idea of how much longer it's going to take them to depose every royal family and throw down every ruler in every country. So far, they've gotten Egypt, Libya, Yemen. They're going on from here to Jordan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, Oman, and the other countries will fall in this same time frame. And whenever they do, they must produce have the American oil fields ready to produce by that time is the reason they pushed through. They paid off. I mean, literally, they paid congressmen off to vote on this thing on May the 12th, 2011, and pass this bill through the House of Representatives. They have got to have permission to drill in these places to get the oil ready so that at the time the Middle East oil supply is cut off, the dollar is devastated, the national debt can't be paid any longer, and they've got to have a savior. They will step in and say, okay, we have found these monstrous new oil finds. There's only one problem. My book, The Energy Non-Crisis, told about it 35 years ago, and they've got a problem with that. You can read it for yourself if you get a copy of it from Amazon Kindle. And these things will be opened up at approximately the same time so that they can supply the oil for the United States of America. And they'll come in and say, oh, we will think and produce it for 60 cents a barrel. And they're going to sell it to you for, you know what they're going to sell it to you for, $150 to $200 a barrel. Now, the Bakken Oil Reserve in North and South Dakota and Montana, if I wanted to make money these days, I would immediately get an oil rig if I was a young man and go up there and make a fortune. They are punching holes everywhere. It is light sweet crude. They must have it ready for the time that the Middle East, it falls completely. The last one to fall is Saudi Arabia. When you see Saudi Arabia fall, folks, you better put on your listening ears because there's going to be major events take place from that point on. The Bakken Reserve, the reserve under Denver, Colorado, the North Slope of Alaska, they must have all of these ready, Alex, by the time that the Middle East falls.
I understand that. Now, Lindsay, what else? I mean, you traveled out of the country to meet with this guy in person, and then you've also talked to him in the last week on the phone. What else did he tell you? Because we see them setting up the Pentagon takeover of the Internet. That's mainstream news today. We see the Pentagon admitting they're going to test cyber attacks on other infrastructures. That's the cover. We see more and more censorship, FBI shutting down mainline websites for no reason. We see Big Gold Exchange announcing that the way they interpret a new law, that over-the-counter gold sales can't be done now. We just see TSA on the streets. I mean, you can see the massive buildup, huge Marine Corps amphibious drills, our intelligence from Fort Hood and other bases. It's on late September, early October, ground invasion of Libya. They're taking him out one way or the other. I mean, did your source say why they're going after Gaddafi? I mean, why do they need to get rid of people that were already working with them? Well, I know the answer. They're double-crossing them. They're going to develop oil fields here now that they'd made a deal 30 years ago that's now on record to not develop if they would invest the T-bills. They're double-crossing the Arabs, so they got to, I guess, have to put in new puppets who will go along with that double-crossing?
No, they want to cut off the oil from the Middle East altogether. I mean, it's not a matter of overthrowing rulers. They don't care about Mubarak. They don't care about
Gaddafi. So they're just wrecking everything and bombing the oil fields as they're doing in Libya to just wreck it.
Yes, they're producing war intentionally, and here's the part that's so startling, Alex. Oh, my goodness. The elite, please bear with me here, folks. You know I'm an American. You know I'm staying here. The elite are laughing at the Americans. They think we are stupid. I mean, this is so startling, I hardly believe what I heard. The elite have been planning for years what they're doing right now in the Middle East. This did not happen just overnight. It just so happens that I knew about it 6 months ahead of time, but they've been planning it for years. The elite created the crisis. Now, of course, here's what I found. The elite are laughing at Americans because we are so stupid that we are allowing this to continue. Okay, listen to the article right here. And here it is. Obama, our president, rejected the opinion of Jay Johnson, the Pentagon's general counsel, and rejected the opinion of Carolyn Press, the acting head of the Justice Department legal counsel. And the New York Times just reported on this the other day. Johnson and Press told the White House they believed that the U.S. military activity of NATO led air war over Libya amounted to hostilities, and this president, he has given them some problem, folks. Understand it. I'm only repeating some of the things I've heard. They said the War Powers Act of 19 and War Powers Resolution of 1973, he has risked his future in politics by balking these people. And he has to. He has no choice. The elite have told him he's got to do this. He must continue to use, folks, this is what's so startling. He must continue to use the American taxpayers' dollar to overthrow every one of these countries in the Middle East. And you are paying, Americans, you are paying for your own destruction. And letting this stupid president get by with it. I'm sorry, I can't
help. Well, it's more than that. I mean, that's why they've got, you know, the CNN host, Fareed Zakaria, coming out and saying the Constitution's bad, let's get rid of it. That article, headline, Fareed Zakaria, am I pronouncing that right? I'm having a mental issue today. I ran into him when I was at CNN in New York a few months ago. Saying dump the Constitution. Obama didn't just not go to Congress and break the law and engage in treason, as his own lawyers have now told him. He said, I'm doing this to legitimize the UN, to show that they're the boss. So this is all about just rubbing our faces in it, setting the precedent to have this tyrant running around starting all these new wars, killing all these innocent people, lying about Gaddafi. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but the point is that it's been proven it's lies. Rape gangs with the Viagra and just like throwing babies out of incubators, like they said that Saddam's people did in Kuwait. That's an admitted fraud. So all of this is happening. But, Lindsay, going over your list of other things he told us, because we've gone over some of those other issues a couple times now, specifically, they want to cut off the oil, further break the economy, then they'll come in with the oil supplies they've had for decades and start developing those. What else did he tell you? Because a lot of good things are happening. Germany's pulled out of NATO. Italy's now pulling out. French news agencies reporting. We've got Congress moving to try to block a escalation of the war. Gaddafi's holding on, something that they didn't really think would happen. They're going to have a ground invasion. They're trying to tell us this isn't a war. Even the Washington Post said yesterday no one's buying Obama's bizarre statements that this isn't a war.
Many of you have viewed my latest DVD presentation. There were three DVDs that I did entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. Everything that I said in that DVD has been confirmed through the sources that I was just with. Every bit of it is true. Folks, for the sake of your dinner table, I plead with you. My sixth DVD set of everything the elite have told me for the past 2.5 years, if you have never seen them, it's a must for the sake of you sparing your household. And as a result, every bit of this was confirmed through these conversations I've had here in just the last few days, that you, the American people, are literally paying. You are paying for your own destruction. Obama, our president, has been told by the elite what he must do. He has even risked his next election. Because if this thing goes any further, he's in real trouble, but he has no choice because they've demanded him to do it. And the American people are paying to depose every one of this Middle East country now, most quickly, because I know we're giving out. I've got to go down to gold and silver. Oh, my goodness, what I was told on this is amazing. Don't pay any attention to the price of what gold and silver has done recently. Gold and silver prices will remain where they are through about August. And beginning in September, are you ready? Oh, folks, please. Mr. Fromm said to me years ago, he said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on.
Okay, what did they tell you gold prices are going to do?
The gold and silver prices from September through December are going to rise between 20 and 25%. They're going to back the new world currency with it. When the American dollar falls, they have a new term now they're using. They're calling it the petrodollar. They don't anymore refer to, this gentleman didn't refer at any point to the American currency being the standard currency of the world or the reserve currency of the world. They're now calling it petrodollars, and they said to me, I'm going to give you a sign. Here's a sign that was given.
Stay there. We'll get it after the break, and we'll try to jam in some of your phone calls as well with Lindsey Williams. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Williams is our guest. We're integrating his sources information with the information we got a week and a half, 2 weeks ago at Bilderberg 2011. And I do know both the sources that Williams is using. One of them is now public. The other is not public, but I know who it is. We're going to come back in the next hour and take 20 minutes of calls for Lindsey Williams. But I was talking to Lindsey. He said he's gone through most of the new information. And again, it does back up what we got basically from Jim Tucker. But why? You said that they, because there's one more person I know that you know, but you're saying that it was a briefing and that you were with them. I mean, was it more than just this oil, former oil company head? And again, why are they telling you this?
Well, first of all, they're telling me this because of courtesy, for the fact that I gave 3 years of my life to be their chaplain years ago. I don't think they've ever gotten over this. Many of these people have never come in contact with a person like that that actually lived with them, and I think much of it is out of courtesy. Then, of course, there's the fact that the elite do have a moral code, and in their moral code, they must tell the world what they're going to do before they do it. Now, I know some things get out of the Bilderbergers meeting, such as you've already gotten. But the other things that didn't get out of that Bilderbergers meeting, and they know that I'm on shows like yours and many other shows, coast to coast and all the rest of them across the country, and they know that I'm going to give this information out. And this gentleman told me in two briefings, one on last Friday, another one on Monday of this week, what I could and could not say today. And so I'm giving everything that I possibly can in order to help you save your dinner table in light of the fact that the Middle East crisis is going to escalate. You will see more and more of the oil fields cut off. You're going to see an increase in the price of that oil later on this year, but they've backed off for the time being in order to keep you quiet, like a frog boiling in a pot, and try to keep some people like Alex Jones quiet, which I'm quite sure that they won't succeed in keeping you quiet on me, Alex, because we've got to give this information out. And there were many, many, many things that were said. And the main thing, of course, I think at this point is the fact that our own president is being told by him what to do, is risking his own career and bucking two of the leading attorneys in America for the Pentagon and for the Justice Department, and is taking taxpayers' money and paying for the war in the Middle East so that they can overthrow these royal families and heads of state, take the price of food oil where they want it to go, produce America's own oil fields, and then turn around and destroy the American...
Well, Lindsay, there's no doubt all of this is happening. The end game is public. You were really one of the first from your sources to talk about this last October, and you can see that it's end game by how dangerous all this is for the establishment. I mean, it's bold to finance al-Qaeda and other Muslim Brotherhood groups to overthrow former allies, and then now it's admitted that the West foments these rebellions, then comes in with military force behind it, saying, oh, we've got to protect humanitarian groups while they bomb apartment buildings, killing families by the score every day. And here's Obama, the Nobel Prize peacenik. It's a sick joke doing all of this, and it's happening because that is the end game, is to just bring turmoil to the Middle East and try to implode the world economy and bring in this depression. You know, when they say prop up Greece, prop up Ireland, those countries don't even owe most of that money. It is the central banks that created the derivatives and have now induced them to sign on. And the IMF and World Bank, even some of the founders of the EU, admit this is all designed to implode countries.
Well, Alex, when I got back to the United States of America, I couldn't believe the headlines I was seeing. I've been out of the country for nearly a month. And I saw this headline right here. Some of you saw it. Brotherhood Party legal in Egypt for the first time. Do you realize that they're giving to the Muslim Brotherhood every single nation as they fall? Egypt, Libya, and then the next one I saw. I can't believe the American people are standing for this.
Stay there. We'll talk about it. Well, if you don't like al-Qaeda nowadays, you're bad.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going back to Pastor Lindsay Williams, we're now into the third hour today. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to pop in towards the end of the show on several key reports he's put out dealing with this lurching towards the looming World War scenario. And to be living this and to see this unfolding and to see our government totally hijacked by these interests makes my head spin. And folks know that I'm not somebody that gets up here and gets into Islamophobia and hyperventilates all day about the Muslims. I know al-Qaeda was founded by the CIA. I know it's a group used to destabilize and overthrow more moderate countries. And I know that in Iraq, you know, they threw out the secular leader and put things even worse in. And that's on record. And that's the type of enslavement they want for the Middle East, actually. And you tell the average good old boy this, that, you know, either thinks al-Qaeda bad, al-Qaeda good, or America good, America bad. It's no. These are duplicitous, multi-spectrum globalists who fund all the sides and then have a synthesis that leads them to their goal. And that made Bilderberg Group a few months ago really upset at their steering committee meeting that Tucker had an insider at. And the media tried to deny the meeting happened, and later it came out that indeed Kissinger had been there, and it was a secret trilateral commission meeting. They even had Yale come out against us and some other big newspapers, and it turned out Tucker was. And later they had to change their article and say, well, okay, there was a meeting. First they tried to claim that Tucker was nuts and there was no meeting, and then it turned out that meeting did happen. I mean, Tucker doesn't make stuff up. I mean, he's 100% on target. But looking at this, they really are trying to create order out of chaos. But first they have to create the chaos to get that order. And they really are trying to... talking to your sources, Lindsay, how big because reportedly from the Bilderberg Group and also public statements, they want this to lead even into Russia and China down the road. And that's what Fromm told you in the other source years ago was, after the Middle East, look at China and Russia. China is the big one.
It's the big one, and even right now, with the major crisis in the Middle East and the stupidity of the President of the United States of America risking his career because he's told them they have to, all of that is totally insignificant to one thing that I haven't even talked about today because that wasn't necessarily in the briefing that I got. But Mr. Fromm told me years ago, he said, Lindsay, don't pay any attention to what's happening in North South Korea. He said, never mind the Middle East. He said, China is the big one. And, of course, you know what China's done lately. But when I got back to you, let me go back into these headlines because it leads into this subject. When I got back to the United States and saw the headlines that Brotherhood, legal party, legal in Egypt for the first time, they are giving to the Muslim Brotherhood every single country. Mark my words, this is a prediction based on what I've heard from them. They will be giving the Muslim Brotherhood every single country when it's taken over. Listen to this. U.S. pushes for immediate transition in Yemen. Why do they want it so quickly? I hope you read that article. They want it because they're ready to give Yemen to the Muslim Brotherhood just as quick as they can totally take it over. Nations pledge $1.3 billion for Libyan rebels. Why? Why in the world are we doing this when, if anything, Gaddafi was a friend before we went in to destroy him? And now, of course, he may as well leave before we assassinate him. Of course, this was another headline. NATO's Rasmussen urges planning for post-Gaddafi Libya. They already have it planned to do all of this. They know exactly what they're going to do. Okay, what is China doing because of all of this? The next headline I saw that startled me so much. China warns U.S. debt default idea is playing with fire. Folks, China knows exactly what's going to happen. They already see the handwriting on the wall. And because of this... China,
hold on, Lindsay. Let's briefly finish up with China. Then we'll go to some callers specifically for Lindsay Williams. Then we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up, basically on the same subject, looming world war. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, China has come out and said, hey, you've already technically defaulted on the dollar on your T-bills. You've already devalued it. You're playing with fire. Now they're in the news. AP today. China warns U.S. to keep out of South China Sea. U.S. warships have gone in the Black Sea. U.S. ships are off the coast of Syria. EU and others are openly calling for war in Syria. Western-backed forces are coming in out of the Kurd areas, attacking the Syrian military. This is a multi-region war being fought through proxies. And then once the proxies start the war, the establishment says it's humanitarian. We must go in and back them up. This is really how the Soviets in the 1950s and 60s and 70s did it, is they would go in and back rebels to try to overthrow a government. The Soviets would normally already have the country right next to that, and then they would come in claiming they were saving the rebels in a humanitarian way. And to see the United States acting just like the old Soviet Union really makes me want to throw up. And then lying and saying it's humanitarian and that it's not a war and doing all the other things they're doing. I mean, it's just, we've got to wake up from this nightmare. So your sources have said, look out, big collision with China. You've been saying that since last October. What did your sources say, Lindsay, anything on that?
China has divested 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills. They already see the handwriting on the wall. They know that the American debt can never be paid off. Even the interest on the debt is not being paid anymore because nations aren't showing up to buy it. And because of that, they realize that the approximately $3 trillion that they hold, now it's not only T-bills, but the other issues of the Federal Reserve, they know that they're on the verge of losing all of that. They are beside themselves. And as a result, Mr. Fromm told me before he died, and I can see it so plainly now, the name of the game is control, and he said China is the big one. Oh, by the way, Alex, just in passing, if the elite ever get to you too much, and I know I have the problem sometimes, too, with being able to think straight because of things that they say and do and so on, there is a way. Mr. Kissinger lived to be over 90 years of age because he knows some things. Now, what's happening in the world today, folks, I don't know how to say it anymore except that everything that the elite have planned, they are going to, they will keep their timeline, barring divine intervention. And they have said that the end of 2012 is their timeline for accomplishing certain things. And they have verified to me that they are on target. Because of the fact that gold prices or silver prices set back a little bit does not mean that they've failed. And it doesn't mean that they failed because they're going to keep prices of gasoline for $5 for a short time.
Well, they always drive silver and gold down a little bit, and then it retraces that and goes up even more. Anybody that wants to see it, just search the term 11-year gold graphic. We'll put one on screen. Now, I promised to go to some calls. Let's jam some callers in here. Tom in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to say thank you and your amazing crew, and I can actually vouch for Pastor Williams. I'd left a message on the Prophecy website, and he actually called me back. So, I mean, that tells you what type of man he is. He's a man.
No, I know. Lindsey Williams is a great guy. Now, Tom, do you have any questions or comments?
Well, I just was curious. Is this standard operating procedure that they go into a country, build it up, double-cross the people? I mean, it seems like this is like a bad rerun of Saddam Hussein.
The globalists are totally cold-blooded. It's absolute calculations. They cheat each other as well. That's why they're in control, because they're totally ruthless and are incredibly good liars and were able to sell to the Western world in the last 100 years, letting them control the issuance of currency and credit. Lindsey Williams.
Yes, and they know everything they're doing. They plan it well in advance. And the end goal, of course, when the dust is settled, they bring everything to bankruptcy. They, in turn, get it free of charge. And over a period of years, I've tried my best to tell people this lately, over a period of years, they will bring it back out under their control, under the New World Order, back to the place where it was when America was the great nation it was.
And that's why they want the global system backed up with petrodollars, because no matter what currency you have, there's this new global SDR digital, and to buy oil, you'll have to buy it in the SDR and other derivatives they've created. And the IMF and World Bank put out public papers saying this, calling it global government. I mean, that's what's so frustrating, is it's all right there. It's just not on the nightly news.
Yeah, they are going to issue a new world currency. It will be backed by gold and silver. They must take the price of gold $3,000 an ounce before they bring in the new currency. Silver must be $75 to $100 an ounce. Every bit of it they have a timetable for. They're not accomplishing things quite as quick as they wanted to in the Middle East. Now, of course, they're using American dollars to finish off the job. Saudi Arabia will be last. Folks, every bit of it is right there.
By the way, Libya's not going well for them. So just like our awakening's hurting them, they're not invincible, though. I mean, the Italians are now moving to pull out of the NATO operation. The Germans already pulled out. I guess it'll just be the U.S., I guess, going in then.
Well, if the American people will wake up and stop this this puppet president we've got up there, they could stop him flat on the right now. If they'd only get Congress to not be paid off any longer, there's no telling what it cost them to pass this bill that just went through Congress the other day. Folks, wake up, for goodness sakes, listen to everything you've been hearing Alex Jones say. He's not out there just saying something for the fun of it. What you hear on Alex Jones' program every day is exactly what the elite are telling me these days.
Well, I mean, all that is common sense and history and research. You have sources, we have sources. This is what's happening, and that's what's so frustrating, is this isn't about entertainment. It's not about being a big radio host. It's not about Lindsey Williams being a best-selling author. We're trying to warn people, because we have no future if this doesn't get turned around, and that's what's so painful about this. It's what's so frustrating, is geopolitically, the bankers control almost every nation on Earth. They're overthrowing the last few they don't. by destabilizing and curtailing oil supplies, the bankers will have the global currency and they'll have the control of the major oil supplies, and the whole world will be held hostage by them. And now they're going to start their carbon taxing that the big oil companies are promoting. You know, I always get emails, you work for oil companies, you're saying global warming isn't real. Of the top five oil companies, they're the ones, along with Ken Lay, that developed the stinking plan with Al Gore. Rick Perry was the chief of staff for Al Gore. They're all on the same team. I'm sick of it.
Alex, let me put it this way, if I may, and it'll help you listeners out there. I, Lindsay Williams, I never lose any sleep at night or worry about any of the things that are happening in the world. Nothing ever surprises me because the elite have told me everything that they're going to do. I have prepared in advance, and folks, you can do the same thing. I will gladly tell you whenever people give me a briefing, as I've just had on the Alex Jones Show, I'll gladly tell you what they just told me. And if you will do what the elite have done, and you know what they're going to do, you have nothing to be worried about because you can take precautionary measures in accordance with what you know they're going to do. Don't lose sleep over all of this.
Well, here's the problem, though. If people, I'm going to hold you for one more segment, Lindsay. We've got a guest coming up. I want to go to Paul in Australia, then we'll go to Ja, Rand, Julio, Richard. Paul in Australia, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much, Alex, for taking my call. It's a great honor to be on the Alex Jones Radio Show, Infowars.com.
Please, you don't have to be honored. We're honored to have you, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Lindsay Williams. How you going, mate?
Thank you for calling from Australia.
Thank you. Yes, I find it ironic because you used to work with the on the oil rigs, didn't you, Lindsay?
Yes, I was at Prudhoe Bay for 3 years.
Wow, because wouldn't it be true that the new oil in the future will be water? That'll be the new oil commodity in the future. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Water. The globalists are buying up water worldwide. They call it blue gold to try to corner it and then create artificial scarcity. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, that oil will be the new water will be the new oil of the future. Yes, Alex.
No, water will not be the oil of the future. According to the elite themselves, they're going to be able to accomplish everything they want to do and bring it in that new world order by the petrodollar and by the control of oil. And it'll be a long, long, long time down the line before anything changes from the usual.
Well, here's what I want to say about this. Regardless of whether you like the petrochemical society, civilization, or hate it, I'm not debating that with people. We know they've suppressed a lot of alternative energies. But they talk about, through the carbon taxes, how they're trying to shift our society. They're not. What they're doing is they are holding us hostage through the oil system and then shutting it off at the same time to basically totally bankrupt us into their hands. The ultra-rich wage war against independent wealth. Correct, Lindsay?
Yes. Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. They have this planned years and years in advance.
Anything else from Australia?
They have nothing to worry about.
Yes.
The rich fear what's happening.
Yes, one last quick one, Alex and Lindsay, is that quite simply that this New World Order is that I believe it will be the Catholic Church, I do, that it will be religion put in with the, what's a theocracy? A theocracy, because it's going to come through the religious system of this New World Order.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call.
It's a group of elitist people, and I don't think we can connect them with any particular religious group or society, except that it changes from generation to generation. Kissinger was one of them. Daddy Bush was one of them. We need to go right down the line with who announced the New World Order.
Yeah, well, they got key people in every major group, and then it's a globalist philosophy. Stay there, Lindsay. We're going to come back and talk to Ja, Rand, and Julio Richard. Stay with us, and we got Dr. Roberts coming up. By the way, Lindsay Williams' books are now available on Amazon. They're now digital. That's good news. The Energy Non-Crisis and Gull Island will blow your mind. You can also call and ask about the different DVD and audio CD packages where he really lays all this out at 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com to check that out. I'll give you those one more time before he leaves us. Let's quickly go to Ja in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. I just joined PrisonPlanet.tv recently after watching some of your old videos on the web and said, well, you know, I need to pay my part a little bit. And then,
thanks for the support. Couldn't do it without you. Do you have a question for Lindsey Williams?
Yes. I originally was going to talk about the police state or hidden science, but this is interesting about government default here, because in the past I thought that, you know, that could really help our country, you know, and screw the global bankers if we said, you know, we're not going to use 20% of our government spending for these debt holders.
This is the bankers screwing all the governments and private people that invested their pension funds with them. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to clarify, because it would save like the 20% of government spending, but it would screw citizen bondholders, and would it help us get rid of the Federal Reserve?
It's to the advantage of the elite to bring about a default on the American debt. They have to do it in order to bring in that new world order and also to bring in that new world currency. In the meantime, it's going to hurt masses of people through their pension funds, through all of the stock market, everything else imaginable. But the main issue is to bring in the new world order. They have to do this. And, of course, it's going to devastate the United States of America, because other countries are going to hate us with a passion. You remember the agreement that was made with Kissinger way back in the days of the Carter administration and others, when he went abroad and said, we'll buy your oil, we will not produce American oil if you will buy our T-bills and securities. Well, they've been doing this for all of these years because they thought the American dollar was the reserve currency of the world. Now they are realizing that we're just fixing to do them in and cause them to take a loss of everything they've got. But it's all a part of the new world order in order to bring in that system.
Ja, I appreciate your call. It's people need to understand the globalists are so wealthy, they own the institutions, they own the issuance of the money, and they are engaged in economic and military warfare against everyone. It is a philosophy of a bunch of social Darwinist, anti-liberty elitists who are a bunch of psychopaths, and they're waging scientific war against humanity. And they're playing different blocks of humanity and nations off against each other. And they've studied how humans operate, and they're in control because of their incredible organizational skills. And because the average person judges the world by how they are and can't believe that there are evil people out there. Let's talk to Rand in New York. You're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Alex, you rock. Lindsey, you're big on predictions. I got a couple I wanted to see what you thought of. Number one, if the TSA manages to make enough people mad in Texas, they do finally pass some legislation where they tell them they can't grope us in the airports.
Now, the feds will blow up an airplane. There's no doubt.
Right. I'm betting that Chertoff and his minions will come on. They'll have some kind of false flag, underwear bomber deal, and that's immediately what will happen. They'll scare the hell out of Texans, and it'll be right back to where it was. Number two, this turkey shoot going on in Libya, my personal feeling about this is it's less to do about oil than it is to show the world what the future of war looks like. This is going to be conducted from the air. It's going to be our drones, unmanned drones, going in, mopping the situation up until they whip the opposition down, and then we'll go set some tin-pot dictator up. They'll do what we want them to do. While the border of Mexico is wide open, and, you know, how much is it going to take for Hajis to come across wrapped in a bale of marijuana, come up here and start torching places that are suffering from droughts? That's what we need to be watching out for.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Lindsey, this is the future of war. Unmanned helicopters and drones running around slaughtering people with Obama wearing a peace prize around his neck. I mean, it really is a sick joke.
But we're doing it. We're doing it for the elite. They want us to do this. They're using the American taxpayer's dollar and using the American taxpayer as a scapegoat in order to close down the Middle East. Egypt, Libya, Yemen, Jordan, Syria, Oman, Last Saudi Arabia. Last Saudi Arabia. I hope I'll say this three times. Last Saudi Arabia. When you see it hit, the elite have accomplished what they want, and they're allowing the American taxpayer to pay for it. This gripes me to no end. People should be raising up in arms.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us the latest information. Folks can find your materials at prophecyclub.com. Lindsey Williams, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts via video Skype joining us to also look at the looming new world war that's being engineered. And we'll also take a few more of your phone calls. Bab Curtis, Richard, and others. We're going to be talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, popping in here in a moment, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, dealing with some of his new articles he's written, the new definition of conspiracy theory, how offshoring has destroyed the U.S. economy. Nobel economist Michael Spence says globalization is costly for Americans, no kidding. But also this new great war that we're not supposed to call a war. First, I want to cover that with him. Italy breaks ranks over NATO, says that they want to pull out now. The Germans have pulled out. And meanwhile, they got the huge Marine Corps drill, amphibious assault set for this week on the East Coast. And our intelligence is they're going into Libya in late September, early October. I have that directly from Fort Hood, even the units that will be involved, 1st Cav under 3 Corps. That's all coming up in a moment. This is a big, big deal. But before we go to Dr. Roberts, I want to thank eFoodsDirect.com for being a wonderful sponsor and the premier supplier of super high-quality storable foods. With the depression news, the wars looming, all the insanity, you better have storable foods. I know I do. And I searched a long time to find a great company like eFoods, and that's why I got them as a sponsor, because they've got the high-quality foods, they've got the best prices. And today is the last day to buy any three of their different food pack lines and get the fourth free. Huge discount right now. Today is the last day to get your order in at eFoodsDirect.com. Give you a little hint. They usually go a day over because people get late, you know, getting their calls or orders in. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Super high quality, storable foods, non-GMO, non-hybrid, good clean food. Freshly produced, by the way. They produce millions and millions of packages a month. These are the big boys. So you, via the scalability, you get the best prices. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And they are going to have food price increases after this special today because they're purchasing their food out into the distance and food prices are going up because of the dollar devaluation. Also, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today, or don't. Okay, going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Education, syndicated columnist. We carry his great reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's written a lot of powerful articles the last few days. It's always great to have him pop in via video Skype with us. And, Doc, I threw out a few of the things you've written about, but front and center, the Washington Post and others have had to come out and say basically nobody is buying anymore that the Nobel Peace Laureate is a man of peace, and that these wars in Yemen and Libya and the overthrow in Egypt and the ships mashing and the surrogate groups attacking in Syria out of Kurdistan, that the fact is this is really a new world war via proxy. Where do you see all of this going from your research? I mean, this is pretty scary stuff.
Well, Alex, I think there are two ways it can go. It could go into direct American confrontation with China and Russia. It looks on the surface like that's where it's headed right now because of Libya. There, we're driving them out of their oil investments. And the Syria thing is about the Russian naval base at Tartus. And so we're trying to overthrow the Assad regime in order to get a puppet in there that will evict the Russians from their only Mediterranean naval base. So then the Mediterranean Sea belongs to us. So it could go into a direct confrontation. Right now we hide behind Arab protest and pretend that this is something that's directed at Gaddafi and Assad, and it's really directed at China and Russia. On the other hand, what could happen is that just about every country now has serious internal problems, apparently China as well as Russia. And what kind of war we could end up with is just chaos. That is not a World War II type situation, or even a Vietnam type, or even an Iraq type, but just all kinds of chaos internal in each country from dissatisfied citizens.
Global bedlam triggered by the global dollar devaluation, correct?
By that, by the bubbles, the asset bubbles, by the in the West, of course, by the theft by the bankers. As you see in Greece and Spain, you know, this isn't played up, as you know, in the American media, but these people have been in the streets for weeks and weeks. And and then cross-border skirmishes. This article that I recently wrote about the economy and offshoring, when you have an establishment figure like Michael Spence, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, writing in the establishment journal of the Council on Foreign Relations that the United States faces a serious structural challenge in terms of the quantity and quality of jobs, then how long before Americans are going to be in the streets like the Greeks and the Spaniards? So it could go either way, or both ways. And the response to all sorts of internal unrest could be to foment a major war. This, of course, is extremely risky because of the nuclear weapons. The United States, China, Russia, they all have immense quantities of nuclear weapons. And most likely, not any of those countries would be willing to sort of be run over by the other. So I think the world is at an extremely high level of risk, of essentially annihilation, and that the American government is the most irresponsible government that the world has ever seen, because all the troubles that are producing this come mainly out of Washington and Wall Street. And they never cease to continue on these paths that are producing this extraordinary turmoil. They destroy the dollar, which affects the whole world, as you said, the prices of food, of energy. And they are behind so much of the rebellions and troubles. And so it's almost like the United States is, or Washington, let me put it that way, Washington is determined to destroy not only themselves, but the rest of the world. And that looks to me like what the real picture is.
And we're seeing more and more reckless behavior by people like Wiener. This is a senior congressman in Homeland Security Committee, highly involved in so many issues. And so many of these elitists now are so unstable, they're sending photographs around, with images of their member, and then trying to blame Breitbart for it, saying he's, that it's a conspiracy, and if you don't believe that, you're a conspiracy theorist. Dr. Roberts, right. I'm seeing two things happen, and I want your comment on this, and then you can comment on Wiener, but I'm seeing two things happen. I'm seeing a lot of people come out and state the obvious, like the Nobel Prize winner, saying globalism's destroyed us, and other, other high-powered people coming out and being honest about, hey, this is a war. Our elite is insane. We're headed towards global, degeneration and multi-region wars that have high casualties. That's the definition of a world war. All of this going on. So you have one group of people, folks stepping out, being honest, going, man, this has gotten bad. But then other people, like Fareed, Zarkaria and saying the Constitution's bad, get rid of it, and bizarre statements by Obama saying, no, I define this as peace, so it is peace. So it's like they're trying to pile on and make us buy their delusion. And then meanwhile, they're taking photos of themselves and sending it to women. I mean...
Yeah, it's amazing. I agree with that. Absolutely amazing. I think that we can't look to any hope in either party. In fact, it's not really two parties anymore. With the destruction of the unions, the Democrats are subject to the same Wall Street, military, security complex, APEC financing that the Republicans are. So we have one party. They all serve this oligarchy of money. We have all the various plots that you expose at times. And all of these plots, of course, are working against each other. And as we know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. So plots are going awry. There are idiots everywhere with power. And the American people, what can they do? I think the only answer is what Gerald Celente was talking to you about yesterday when he said direct democracy. We'll just let the people vote on everything, and only a majority decision prevails. So, of course, that's got problems too. But as it is now, the people have no voice. And the founding fathers always had more confidence in the people than they had in the elites or in organizations run by elites. So maybe our only recourse is to somehow just shove the established system out of the picture. Maybe we can use all this modern technology like was used in Egypt and Tunisia to get the people together out in the streets. I mean, at least they drove a figurehead out of power.
But here's the problem with that. Now the Pentagon admits they're building their own private networks so their revolutionaries can overthrow. Yeah. They're putting cybersecurity in place even though they haven't passed the law. Here's a headline out of CNET, U.S. building virtual internet as cyber attack tested. Right as they try to pass the Cybersecurity Act, all these cyber attacks happen. And they've been caught before staging events. They're clearly putting an authoritarian system in. They're clearly getting the private spy networks up. They're clearly FBI shutting down whole giant computer network, you know, hosting companies to get it one website. Yeah. I mean, really, we know the answer. They're trying to destabilize everything, knowing that they can pose then as the saviors in the crises and grab more and more power. But there is good news with the fights against the TSA gaining steam. Man, you know what? Just all Hades is breaking loose. I mean, I think it just comes down to that at the end of the day.
Yes, that's what it comes down to, and more Hades will break loose. The more people lose their homes, their jobs, the ability to function in the established society. As that spreads, the turmoil will grow. And I don't know if we can beat the police state to the punch or not. On the whole, these private hackers seem to be better at it than the state. So maybe there is a chance for some kind of fundamental revolution in the structure of government that gets rid of what's sitting there on the entire world in Washington.
Well, as you know, history shows that these people go insane, and we've had little debates. You're saying they're super incompetent, but yeah, there are, you know, plots and delusions of grandeur, and then I'm saying, no, they're more well-organized than you're saying, but... More and more, I think it's they think they're organized. They think with their NSA tracking, they're able to predict mass movements and things. But at the end of the day, I think you're probably right in that they really don't know what they're doing. And at the end of the day, are going to just release. They know we're in a depression. They know things are getting worse. And they think if they just tell us everything's great, it's going to make us believe it's better. And I think, in fact, I know the system is accelerating their loss of credibility. And then they think that an iron fist is going to back that up. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I think they're going to fail in this global corporate crime syndicate's takeover, but they may destroy all of us in the process.
That's right. They may. I think they'll fail, too, because there's not enough of them. Too few people are benefiting from the takeover that they have in motion. It's less than 1% of the population. So you've got 99% of the people who are being screwed by their plans. So that can't work. Even force, I don't think, can alter numbers that are that heavily weighted against you.
Well, that's another thing. How can they all over the country be laying police off, stealing their pension funds, claiming it's welfare, you know, that police and fire unions are getting money they put in. Now they want private pension funds. They're trying that in Europe. I mean, how do they expect the cops to enforce on us the same things happening now in Greece when they're going to be robbed as well? I mean, that doesn't...
That's right. And that's exactly it. And even as we've talked before, Alex, even if they can get the police to cooperate with them, you have to remember the United States was never able to occupy Baghdad. And the only way we ever stopped the carnage that our troops were suffering was by hiring the insurgents ourselves and putting them on the American military payroll. So if they can't occupy Baghdad, they can't occupy the United States. And unless they put the entire population on their payroll, they've got more problems potentially than it's possible for them to deal with. So, you know, I don't think that either party can produce any leadership, because the power of money and the power of the oligarchy is just too powerful, is too strong. And if any real leader were to appear within one of the parties, he would either quickly be smeared and framed up, or they would assassinate him.
And the oligarchy, if it went slower with soft power, could have stayed in power and even grown their power. But instead, I think they're so hubris-filled that they're driving forward with delusions of global domination, and the only threat to oligarchy is themselves.
That's right. You know, it's just like Hitler. He marched off into Russia. If he hadn't, he'd still be there. So we're marching off everywhere, you know, in Libya and looks like Syria, perhaps. And they still have
Yemen. Iran. They're talking about Sudan now, Pakistan. We only got a few minutes left, 5 minutes after this break, but start getting into your excellent article that came out a few days ago, you know, the redefining of conspiracy theory.
Yeah, conspiracy theory now is any fact or any explanation that's contrary to the government's and the media's. So it encompasses almost the whole realm of truth. Just about everything is true is a conspiracy theory. If you talk about all the jobs lost to offshoring, well, that's a conspiracy theory. It's not just applied to 9/11. It's now any disagreement with the government and the official media. That is a conspiracy theory.
Let's break that down in the last 5 minutes of the show with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll also tell you about his new edition of his new book that's out, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And this is a fight between truth and lies, good and evil. And 2 + 2 = 4. If you can say that, we can have freedom. Go crazy throughout history more often than not, and cultures get crazy leadership in place that over time become more and more decadent, more and more sure of themselves. Everybody just bows down to them, rolls red carpets out, pulls their chairs out, tells them they've got the answers, and they're fiddling while Rome burns. And they've got their CNN host saying get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They've got their people running around throwing it in our face. But really, I believe they're making themselves passe or discredited by saying everything's a conspiracy theory. I mean, I hear it now where they actually have Obama and people saying, I say if something's a war or not, and I say it isn't. And it reminds me of Karl Rove 6 years ago telling the New York Times, he said, I control reality. I say what it is, and then you agree. Is that understood? I mean, these people are lunatics. But finishing up with that, you know, article, though, about the new definition of a conspiracy theory is anything not in their false reality.
That's right. any truth. For example, you're attacked for being a conspiracy theorist because you revealed truth. Russia Today, you know, the TV station, RT, they've been attacked by the New York Times for reporting news and opinions that the New York Times doesn't approve of. The New York Times doesn't report, and therefore they're a conspiracy theory. I told you about my experience with the Huffington Post. After they interviewed me on the war, they then found out that I had actually reported on some of the findings of 9/11 skeptics, you know, scientists. And so they quickly made it an adjustment to their interview with me, and they said, well, you don't have to listen to him because he's a conspiracy theorist. So if you just report facts, even without endorsing them, you're now a conspiracy theorist. So I think it's becoming a badge of honor to be called a conspiracy theorist because it means you tell the truth.
Well, that's it. I mean, I remember being called a conspiracy theorist for saying Bush was lying about WMDs.
Right.
And then the fact that they've been caught lying so much, really questioning them is a conspiracy theory. having reason, not believing people that have a history of congenital lying, that is not just conspiracy theory, it's extremism, Dr. Roberts.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, look, see, now they're all over Syria, accusing Assad of being a butcher and all of this. But who's the real butcher? It's Washington, isn't it? You know, John Pilger's film, The War You Don't See, he shows that in the current wars that we are waging, 90% of the casualties are civilians. So for every so-called insurgent or enemy we kill 9 civilians. Well, we've murdered more people than if you took all the deaths of Assad and Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi and you multiply them by a million, you wouldn't reach the amounts of people the United States government's killed in the last 10 years. And yet we get on this high horse about how evil Assad is. Well, he's nothing compared to the United States, to Bush or Cheney or Obama or Hillary or any of them. They're all massive war criminals.
But wait, he has a peace prize, though.
Isn't that absurd? I mean, that's got to discredit that prize for all time. I think if they were to give it to me, I'd just say, no, you keep it.
It's an albatross.
The reason they did it was to try to reinforce what they thought was his inclination to wind the wars down. But they didn't understand that he would be a puppet of the same oligarchy that every other president is a puppet.
Well, doctor, how dare you question anything? When you're walking down steps at night, you shouldn't even look below you. That's being a conspiracy theorist. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again soon. I'm Alex Jones. Retransmission starts now. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.